Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. Even more delighted with all the news I have received in the last week. I mean, people are building incredible, loving, happy relationships. One of my clients just wrote me and said, I have met my soulmate, the man of my dreams. I am so excited. I'm so optimistic. This is so wonderful. You know, when I get letters like that, it just makes me feel absolutely incredible. You know, good things are coming your way. Good things are happening in your life. I'm asking you to open up to the universe. I'm asking you to say one word to the universe, and that word is yes. Yes. Stop saying no to the universe. I'm going to teach you in this podcast 5 ways that you might be saying no to the universe, that you might be undercutting your abundance, your business, your relationship, your life. I'm going to share with you 5 things that you might be saying on a regular basis that are holding you back. Ways of telling the universe, no, but no, we're done with that, aren't we? You're a yes person from now on. Not a yes man, but a yes person. A person who says yes to love, yes to relationships, yes to positive energy, yes to higher vibration, yes to money, yes to prosperity, yes to good health, yes to opportunity. You are a yes person. Well, I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We've been doing this podcast since 2009. We bring it to you every single day, Monday through Friday. And I have to tell you, we are well over 2 million listens. We're on our way to 3 million listens to this podcast. And I have you to thank. You share this podcast on your Facebook page. You share this on Google Plus and on your Twitter account. And thank you so much for subscribing and sharing this podcast. Okay, are you ready to learn? Are you ready to learn the 5 ways that you might be saying no to the universe? Here we go. Number 1. Fear. Fear. Either through your action. In other words, your action is a fear-based action. It's not based on what you really desire. It's not based on what you really want to do. It's based on your fear or your lack of action. Either one is just as devastating. I want you to make decisions, to move in a direction and ignore unrealistic fears. Now, obviously, if a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you through the jungle, that's a reason to be fearful. But most of the time, our fears are based on false beliefs. And as we begin to shift those beliefs, as we begin to change those beliefs, good things come into our life. But it's not just fear actions or fear-based actions. Oftentimes, it's fear inaction. We don't do anything. We stay frozen. We stay stuck. And when you allow yourself to stay frozen, to stay stuck, then you just don't attract anything into your life. You only attract more fear, more anxiety, more worry, more doubt, more apprehension. You want a life of abundance. You want a life of prosperity. You want a life of love, and you're not going to get it with fear. Fear is not one of the ingredients in this cake. It's sour, it's dirty, and it holds you back from who you really are, your greatest potential, your greatest personal power. Say it right now. I move through fear into freedom. I move through fear into freedom. We'll be right back.
Imagine how life would be if you had unlimited personal power and confidence. You would have the internal vibration to attract true love, obtain the career you desire, own a successful business, enjoy vibrant power and health. The one difference between you and those who are incredibly successful is confidence and magnetism. Now, Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert and Rachel Zink have created an easy-to-use subliminal program designed to magnify your confidence, personal power, and magnetism. We promise you will see drastic change in your life within days as you use Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism by Robert and Rachel Zink. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to instantly download Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism. Visit lawofattractionsolutions.com and live up to your unlimited potential.
I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, not 3 months from now, not 6 months from now, today. Claim it by visiting us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Are you working on your business? Do you want to increase your sales? Are you into multi-level marketing? Do you have a relationship issue? Are you dealing with negative energy? Whatever it is, help is on the way. Claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, let's get on to number two. The second way that you might be saying no to the universe. And the word is can't. Okay, number one, the word was fear. Number two, the word is can't. I can't afford it. I can't do it. I can't have it. When you live a life filled with can'ts, you box yourself in from your greatest happiness, abundance, and potential. You attract more can't energy, and the universe starts answering you back. I can't send you abundance. I can't send you love. I can't send you a happy relationship. I can't send you better health. You see? You're putting out can't energy, and that's exactly what you are receiving. Remember, I'll repeat this again. You attract what you are, not what you want. Everybody wants something. We attract what we are. Thoughts are things. And one of the worst thoughts that you can have is the can't thought. You can. You can do it. You can afford it. You can afford more than that. You can afford as much as you desire because money is unlimited. Abundance is unlimited. Money comes to you easily and often and on a regular basis. You see, change your beliefs. Change your beliefs. You can do it. You can have it. Number three, here's how you might be saying no to the universe. I call it TikTok. TikTok. You know, it's the sound of a clock, tick-tock. I don't have enough time, Robert. Don't you understand? I'm a businessman and I'm working to build a business and I got a family to take. I don't have enough time for my affirmations. I don't have time for creative visualization. I don't have time to listen to that program on lucid dreaming. I wish I had time. When you limit the universe, when you frame time in a way as limited, then you will always lack time. Start saying these words: I do have time. I can make time. I can find time. There is time. Take action now. That's the key. Take action now. Make time for the things that are important in your life. Stephen Covey used to say, we don't live by the clock, we live by the compass. In other words, stop focusing on the damn clock. Focus on what's important in your life. Number four, another way you might be saying no to the universe. I lack love. I'm not lovable. The only person who I ever loved or could ever love is no longer loving me. I'm not worthy of love. I don't deserve love. He will never come back. She will never return. We will never have a loving relationship. There's not enough love to go around. When you limit the unlimited energy of love, you are saying no to the universe.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, the fifth one, I think, is I changed the title of it based on the Olympics right now. Every athlete in Brazil wants a gold medal. Every athlete is working, many of them for the last 4 years, some of them for the last 8 years, for a gold medal. Nobody is saying, I'll settle for silver. But a lot of you are. I'll settle for silver. I'll settle for bronze. I'll settle to just show up. Stop. It's time for you to go for the gold. When you go for the gold, you have a chance of surpassing even your greatest expectations in life. Go for the gold. When you go for the gold, you are shooting an arrow at the sun. Now, you may not hit the sun. You may only hit a star. You may end up with the silver. But you went for the gold. You see, everybody that ends up with a silver medal at the Olympics went for the gold. Nobody went for a silver. Go for the gold in your life. And when you tell the universe, I'll settle for second best, I'll settle for this, I'll settle for that, you're telling the universe, I don't think I'm good enough to go for the gold. And that's exactly what you attract. Listen to me. You are great enough to go for the gold. You are better than enough to go for the gold. Always go for the gold. Now, with that in mind, go out and have a great day and pay it forward. Do something good for someone. Have a special day, a golden day. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening and subscribing. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.